Isn't it great to be in God's house one more time? Amen. Every time I come to the house of God, amen, I find God blesses me. And he's such a great and wonderful God, so kind to us, so merciful to us, and I appreciate him so very much. And man, the presence of the Lord that I feel in this house tonight. Yes. Amen. I was down in the prayer room or down in the study down there this afternoon praying, and just the Spirit of the Lord come in such a beautiful way. Amen. It was just an awesome time that I had with the Lord down there, and I feel his presence so strong here tonight. Amen. God is certainly good. Tonight I want to give honor to your pastor. Amen. Pastor White and Sister White, we appreciate and love them so very much. And I want to thank you, me and my wife want to thank you, amen, for the opportunity to come and minister here. Amen. And all the friendship and hospitality, we just appreciate and love them so very much. And we love each and every one of you here tonight. Amen. You're our family, and we appreciate that. Amen. It's good to see my aunt and uncle here. Amen. Auntie M. Amen. We gave her that name a long time ago, and she's always our Auntie M. Amen. We appreciate and love her. My Uncle Bob, amen, appreciate and love him so very much. Amen. We used to eat a lot of DeCarlo's pizza with them. Amen. Awesome. If you have your Bibles this evening, how many of you brought your Bibles to the house of God? Amen. All right. It's a good thing to bring your Bible to the house of God. Praise the Lord. I'd like for you to turn over to Isaiah, the 61st chapter and verse number 3. Isaiah 61 and 3. Does everybody have it? Say amen. 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 All right. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Pastor White, would you ask the Lord's blessing on this? Dear Lord Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you today, Lord, and I praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. I ask you tonight, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way, Jesus. Lord, we pray you would glorify you, Lord. We thank you today. Amen. You may be seated tonight. Amen. Give me one second here. Amen. I love the expressions on people's faces when I had this red paper clip on my tie tonight. Some of you were praising the Lord with me and going, I can see your eyes looking down. What's that on his tie? What kind of new crazy tie clip is that? But tonight I want to preach about this red paper clip right here. Amen. You're going to say, how in the world are you getting a message out of that? But tonight I want to preach about this red paper clip. Tonight I'd like to preach to you on the thought of trade up. Trade up. There was his name was Kyle McDonald. And back in July 12th of 2005, he was sitting at his desk. And I don't know what he was doing there, but he was sitting at his desk, and he said beside his computer, there was a red paper clip. And he was looking at that, and it caught his eye, and he began to think. And so he created a website, and this is a copy of what he put on his website right here. I can pass this around. But it says, this might not surprise you, but below is a picture of a paper clip. It is red. And then he says, this red paper clip is currently sitting on my desk next to my computer. I want to trade this paper clip with you for something bigger and better. Maybe a pen, a spoon, or perhaps a boot. If you promise to make the trade, I will come and visit you wherever you are to trade. So if you have something bigger and better than a red paper clip to trade, email me with the details at oneredpaperclip@gmail.com. Hope to trade with you soon. Kyle, P.S. I'm going to make continuous chains of up trades until I get a house or an island or a house on an island. You get the idea. And so Kyle started out and put this out there. And within 2 days, he had a hit come back. And the hit come back and he said, I'll trade you a fish pen for this red paper clip. Now, what's a fish pen? It's a pen that looks like a fish. That's what the fish pen was. I seen the picture of it. And then from there, he made another trade to another person for a doorknob, a handcrafted doorknob that looked like a crazy E.T. You remember E.T., the extraterrestrial? Looked like a crazy E.T. And then he traded that for a Coleman camping stove with fuel. All the time trading up. All the time trading up. After the camping stove, he traded it for a power generator. The power generator, he traded for an empty keg with an IOU of whoever trades this, I'll fill that keg up for you. Got a hit on that, traded that for a Ski-Doo snowmobile for a keg. After that, he traded the Ski-Doo snowmobile for a trip to Yak, British Columbia. Don't even ask. I don't know why anybody would want to go to Yak. I don't even know where Yak is. But somebody had the desire to go to Yak, British Columbia. So they did. And they traded him a Cintas 1995 Ford Cube van. They traded that to go to Yak, British Columbia. He had the Ford Cube van, and somebody traded him for a recording contract. And I just love it. All this started from a one red paper clip. Wow. The recording contract was traded up for a year's free rent of a house in Phoenix, Arizona. And the little stories behind these is pretty funny. If you ever take a chance, read it. It's pretty funny. But then the free rent was traded for an afternoon with a rock star named Alice Cooper. That afternoon, the afternoon to spend time with this rock star was traded for a snow globe with the rock group Kiss in it. And it was a motorized snow globe. Well, there happened to be an actor named Corbin Benson, and I'm sure if you've seen his face, you know who it was. But he is really into collecting snow globes, and he did not have this snow globe, and he had to have it. So he said, I'll tell you what, I will trade you that snow globe for a position or a role in the movie that I'm working on. All from a red paper clip. And then somebody said, in Saskatchewan, up in Canada, in Kipling, Saskatchewan, somebody said, I'd love to be in a movie and I have a house and I'll trade you a house for that chance to star in that movie or to be in that movie. And so it took nearly a year, but from that one red paper clip, Kyle traded up and up and up and up and up through a series of 14 trades until he got his house in Kipling, Saskatchewan. Kyle's story is a story of someone with a desire to move up. Kyle's story is a story with someone with a desire to say, you know what, I want something better than the red paper clip that I have. I want something more, amen, more substance than that of a red paper clip that's sitting here on my desk. And I am going to determine in my mind that I am going to trade until I get that house and that or that island or the house on the island. Whatever it takes, I want to get that house. Amen. I have never heard of somebody want to trade down. Everybody's in here has made a trade at some point in time. I've traded. Y'all traded? Amen, I've traded before. Amen, and I've never traded, amen, I've never traded anything to trade down. You know, I've never taken a $20 bill out of my wallet and walked up to somebody and said, I really like that $1 bill that you have. Would you trade me? Mark's back there saying, hand it over. Hand it over. But I'll give you this $20 bill for that $1 bill. Yeah. Nobody in their right mind has ever done that. Hey, amen. I would never do that. But whenever I make a trade, I want to make sure that I'm trading up. Hey, amen. But sadly enough, people are trading down in their lives. People are trading down every single day in their lives. In some of the worst circumstances, people are giving their bodies, amen, for money, giving their bodies for drugs. Amen, I'm dealing with a young lady right now that's addicted to heroin. Amen, and she is trading herself, amen, for this addiction to heroin. Amen, never thinking that she would ever go down that road, but she is going down that road. Amen, trading down. People will trade anything, amen. They'll trade their family for, amen, some rich, for a little bit of money that'll pass away. They'll trade their reputation. They'll trade all kinds of things. Amen. Never thinking that they're trading down and they're giving away. Amen. Always thinking that I got to get that next thing. Amen. You may say, that's not me. That's not me. But what are you trading tonight? What are you trading tonight? Amen. You may say, amen, what do I have to trade? What do I have to trade? My life is just fine. My life is great. My life is wonderful. But I want to tell you tonight that any time that you come into a contact with God, amen, from the moment that you walk in that door, you may say, you know, my life's just perfect, amen, and everything's good in my life. But when you come in contact with God, you are definitely trading up. Every time you walk through that door, you are trading up. Amen, you're trading, amen, the cares of life. You're trading all these things, amen, to draw closer to God. Anytime you come in contact with God, amen, you're making a trade up. Amen, pull that scripture back up there again if you would, please. The prophet Isaiah was speaking to what God had wanted him to say. And he said, to point unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes. Amen, has anybody ever messed with ashes before? I remember growing up as a kid, we had a wood burner. You burned it, you know, put the wood in there. Man, that thing would fire the place up. We used to, in the dead of winter, we used to have to open the windows because it would get so hot in the house. I remember one time, man, we had that thing stoked and it was glowing red. That's hot, brother. Hey, man, I remember a time that wood burner, our electric went out, and my mom was frying the eggs in that bacon drippings that I was talking about this morning. Amen, on top of that wood burner. But you could only put so much wood in that, and then the ashes would begin to pile up inside of it. And you used to have to clean them out, clean out all those ashes and put them into big buckets. And we would take those ashes out because ashes are really good for nothing. They're really good for nothing. So what we would do is we'd put them on the driveway in the wintertime just to add a little traction. But really, ashes really don't have, amen, no good use. They really don't have a good use. We used to do it just to get rid of them. You can't build anything out of ashes. Amen. Brother Mike, amen. Let me ask you something. That beautiful Kia that you have sitting out there. I got 3 5-gallon buckets of ashes here. Would you trade them for me? Nobody wants ashes. Nobody wants to make a trade for ashes. If I had some ashes here, and I walked up, and I said, hey, brother, I got these ashes. Would you trade me that nice coat that you have for them? He'd probably say, no. What are you, crazy? You got ashes? And you want to make a trade with me for ashes? Nobody in their right mind. You can't do anything with them. But the Lord said, you know what? I'm willing to make a deal with you. I'm willing to make a trade with you. You bring all the ashes of your life. Amen. You bring all the things that's no good anymore and bring the ashes to me, and I will give you beauty for those ashes. I'll trade to you. Amen. I want you to bring all those ashes. Amen. And bring them unto me. The Bible says, bring them unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Bring the ashes of your life. Bring the problems, the situations, all the years of regret, all the years of pain, all the years of hurt, bring them to the altar and lay them down and let God give you beauty for those ashes. God is the only one that I know would make a trade for ashes with anybody. Nobody on this world would trade you anything for ashes, would give you anything good for ashes, amen, would give you anything beautiful for ashes. They just wouldn't do it. But our God is so merciful and so loving. He's saying, bring the ashes to me, and I will give you beauty for them. Bring them all to me, and I will take your life and turn it around. Bring the ashes to me, and I'll trade you and give you what you need. I'll give you a life with purpose. I'll give you a life with meaning. Amen. I'll give you a life. I'll take all the ugliness. Amen. Ashes are not very pretty. They're not very pretty. You get them on you, you get all dirty. But the Lord, you can bring all those ashes, all that dirt, all the things, all the skeletons in our closets, amen, and bring them down to an altar and begin to cry out to God and say, Lord, God, I want to trade up. I want to get rid of the ashes of my life. I'm tired of living the way that I am. I'm tired of walking the way that I am. Amen, I'm tired, amen, Lord, of this old world. And he's saying, bring the ashes and I will give you beauty. He will take the brokenness that you have inside and fix it. He will take the hurt that you have inside and heal it. He will take the ugliness of your life and turn it into something beautiful. And man, we used to sing that old song, something beautiful, something good. All my confusion, he understood. All I had to offer him was brokenness and strife, but he made something beautiful out of my life. We could go around this room today and begin to testify of where we came from and what we were doing when God got a hold of us and filled us with the Holy Ghost and turned us around and got us going the way that he wanted. He will give you something beautiful that you never ever dreamed of. He will give you something that's real that this world can't give you. Amen. He will give you something that you can wrap your arms around and hold on to that will take you, amen, all the way through this life and through it into eternity. Amen. Amen. You may not feel loved. You may not feel loved. But the Lord loves you tonight. And he will love you and love you and love you. Amen. Not like your husband can love you. Not like your wife can love you. Not like your children can even love you. But he will love you with a love that goes past the physical, that goes to the spiritual, that goes to the heart. Amen. And touches the heart and changes the heart. Amen. He looks past all the facade that we have and he goes right to our heart and begins to love us and change us so that we can feel something down inside. You see, one day I had an old stony heart, but God came in. Amen. I'm so thankful God came in. Amen. And he gave me a heart of flesh that I could feel and love and have joy and peace. Amen. I will give you beauty for ashes. That sounds like a trade to me. That sounds like a good deal to me. There are so many scam artists in this world today. There are so many scam artists. They will scam you out of everything. They will scam you out of money. I was dealing with a lady. She got wrapped up on the internet. And she was lonely and she was looking for love. And there was somebody from India. They said they were from India. And they said, I would love to come over and be with you in the U.S. Can you send me some money? She did. I talked to her and I said, sister, I'm sorry. This is a scam. Don't believe it. There's a lot of men in the U.S. You don't have to send money to India. Well, after thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars that she sent, her heart was still broken. Her heart was still broken because she was scammed. People get scammed every day. But my friend, this isn't a scam. This is for real. This is the only real thing that we have. This is the only real thing that a man can ever stand. Amen. This is the only real thing. You see, when you come, you've already felt it tonight. I know you have. You've already felt the presence of the Lord when you walked through that door. Amen. You said, man, there is something different going on in here tonight. Amen. I'm not quite sure what it is, but I feel something. Amen. As the tears begin to well up in your eyes. Amen. As you felt, amen, something down inside. That is the Spirit of God wanting to make a trade with you tonight. That is the Spirit of God saying, hey, I want to trade with you. I got something better than what you have, and I'm willing to take it, what you have, and give you this. Amen. He said, I will give you the oil of joy for mourning. Sadness. Oh, how many people do we talk to that are sad down inside? It comes in all forms. People carry sadness their whole lives. On the outside, you may see them smile, but on the inside is sadness. Amen. I've counseled with people all the time. They're broken inside and sad inside. Amen. They carry sadness, amen, from their childhood. They carry sadness from abuse. They carry sadness, amen, from the loss of a loved one. They carry sadness from a broken marriage, from illness. They carry sadness, amen, and pain, amen, and hurt from all kinds of disappointments in their lives. Amen, I'm not just talking about I'm sad because it's raining outside, but I'm talking about the sadness that grips the soul, the sadness that brings depression, the sadness, amen, that causes you that you just don't even want to get up out of bed. Amen, I was talking to somebody not long ago. They said, I'm just so sad. Amen, there's just nothing to live for. There's nothing, amen. There's nothing that I can live for because everything is just, amen, so horrible in my life. I don't know about East Liverpool, but there's a lot of destitute people in Sydney and Quincy. And I assume that they're probably the same thing over here in East Liverpool, Ohio. Sadness because of my job. Sadness because of my marriage. Sadness because of a broken home. Amen. Sadness because of broken lives. Amen. But God said, I'll trade you all of that sadness that you carry. I'll trade you, amen, all of that sadness and all of that hurt that you carry. Amen, I'll trade you and give you the oil of joy. The Bible tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen, the joy of the Lord brings true, amen, peace and contentment. And will put a true smile on your face that you won't have to lay down at night and say, oh God, amen, I can't face tomorrow. Oh God, I can't face another hour. Amen, I can't take it anymore. But God will put a joy down in your heart. Amen, that you'll want to say, I can't wait to get up tomorrow to worship my Lord and Savior one more time. Amen. He will bring peace to your heart. He will bring peace, amen, that you have been looking for, that you've been seeking after. Amen, I know you've been looking for joy. I know you've been looking for contentment. I know you've been looking for, amen, something that down inside that'll satisfy. Friend, tonight, the Lord is here saying, make a trade with me. Make a trade with me. I'll take that sadness. I'll take that hurt. I'll take that mourning and turn it into joy. Amen. You can go to all the associations that they have today, and I'm not knocking any of them. Amen. All the counseling today, and I'm not knocking any of them. But my friend, the only place you're going to find real joy is from the presence of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says that in the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. In His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. Amen. Every time I come in, all the problems seem to melt away. All the sadness seems to melt away because I'm standing in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. He wants to make a trade with you tonight. He wants to make a trade with you tonight. But I have nothing to offer. Oh, yes, you do. Oh, yes, you do. Why don't you give Him your life? Amen. Why don't you trade Him that sadness that you carry? Why don't you trade Him that pain that you carry? Why don't you trade Him them ashes that you carry? He said, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I see a lot of people today carrying heavy loads upon them. Have you ever noticed the pressures that are on people today? The pressure that people are just ready to break. Are ready to crumble because of economy, because of their jobs or no jobs, trying to make ends meet. You can see it in people's faces, in their temperaments, in their conversations. Heaviness. Does somebody in here tonight carry heaviness? Somebody here tonight carry some heaviness in your soul and in your heart. 1 Peter 5 and 7, go ahead and pull that up for a moment. It says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. All that heaviness that you carry, why don't you make a trade tonight with Him? Bring it up and cast it upon Him. Now when you cast something, amen. You don't just gently sit it down here and walk away. To me, anyways, casting means, Lord, I can't take these problems no more. Take them. Amen. Lord, I want to trade them, amen, with You. I want to trade You all these problems, all this heaviness that I carry, and bring it unto an altar, unto the old rugged cross, and lay it down once and for all, not to have to worry about it anymore, not to be bound to it and shackled to it anymore. There is something about, you can say, let me take just a step back for a moment. You can say, I'm going to leave it with the Lord. But then you go back out and try to pick it right back up again. And try to figure it out again. But when you cast it upon the Lord, when you bring that heaviness to Him and lay it down, my friend, it's like shackles are unleashed off of you. Amen. And knowing that it's in the hands of an Almighty God. Amen. Saying, Lord, let Your will be done. Not my will, but Your will. Lord, let it be done in my life. Here's all these problems. Here's my children. Amen. Here's my unsaved loved ones. Here's the situations in my life. Lord, take them. I'm casting them onto You. God said that He would give us the garment of praise. He will give us the garment of praise. It's time to trade in that heaviness. So that when you come in, you can lift your hands up. Amen. When you're heavy, you can't lift your hands up. But He said, I'll trade you that heaviness for the spirit, amen, of praise. That you can lift your hands up and begin to shout and dance and thank God for deliverance. Amen. Even though you're in the midst of trial, you can say a praise unto God. You can sing a song unto God and lift your hands up. Amen. Knowing that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. I want to ask you tonight, what's your red paperclip? What's your red paperclip? Amen. And I want to urge you to come to this altar. Amen. And take that paperclip and say, Lord, here it is. God, here it is. Let me lay it down. Lord, I want to make a trade. I want to trade in this old life. I want to trade in these problems. I want to trade in this sadness. I want to trade in, amen, my ashes, amen, for something beautiful that only you can give. Oh, church, amen. What is your paperclip tonight? What is your paperclip that you have, that you're carrying? Amen. It might be small, it might be big. But friend, tonight, bring that paperclip to the altar and lay it down and let God make a trade with you. Oh, God. Amen. I feel it here tonight, Pastor. The Lord wants to make a trade. The Lord wants to make a trade. Let's put that verse back up there again. Amen, Isaiah. Oh, church, he wants to make a trade. He said he's going to give you the spirit, the garments of praise. Amen. What's a garment? Amen. It's a covering. Amen. It's a covering that covers you. Amen. And protects you. Amen. You see, when you begin to praise God, amen. Amen. All the troubles will seem to disappear. All the troubles will seem to go. Amen. I preached a message once. Send Judah first. Amen. And Judah was represented by praise. And every time there was a battle, they would send Judah first, which was the praisers, to prepare the way. Amen. And when we begin to praise God, amen, all the problems will seem to disappear. All the problems will seem to diminish. Amen. Because we are magnifying. What does magnify mean? It means to make bigger. When you take a magnifying glass and hold it up, it makes things bigger. And when we magnify God, we're making him bigger. When we praise God, we're making him bigger than our problems, than our situation, than our heaviness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He said that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. What that's telling is that people are going to look at you and they're going to say, isn't that the one that they were nothing but ashes? Isn't that the one that walked around all the time, amen, that was down all the time, that was hurt, amen, that carried pain and sorrows, amen, that nobody loved them? Isn't that the one? Wait a minute. I remember them. But now, my friend, you are a tree, amen, planted by the Lord. And people are going to look at you and say, amen, I remember the way they are, but they're not like that anymore. And the reason he's going to do that, so that he might be glorified. Oh, hallelujah, as the musicians come. Amen, my friend, he wants to be glorified tonight. And he will take your life and turn it completely around. He will take your life and set you on a new course. He will take your life, amen, and give you something to live for. Amen. What is your red paperclip tonight? It's time to bring it to the Lord. Amen. If you want the Holy Ghost tonight, come up and get it tonight. Amen. If you want deliverance tonight, come up and get it tonight. Because the Lord wants to make a trade. Amen. They're getting ready to sing this as we all stand. Bring your red paperclip tonight, friend. Bring your red paperclip to this altar and see. You see, God, he wants to trade. He wants to do some trading tonight. He wants to do some trading tonight. Amen. He's saying, come on, bring your red paper clips. Everybody bring your red paper clip. Amen. Bring your red paper clips. Amen. Bring them on up here. Amen. And I will make you a trade. I will trade you something far better. Far, far better than that red paper clip. Amen. Go ahead and sing. Amen. We're going to start singing this, and I'm going to ask everybody. Come on, trade your sorrows.
I'm trading my shame.
Bring your shame.
I'm laying it all down for the joy of the Lord.
Oh, yes, he's going to give you joy.